another one that is bike related. And what would that be?
So it's called Tour de France.
Tour de France, all right.
By Ben Chiray from the Triplist of Belleville bicycle movie.
Oh, how do you spell Ben Chiray? The Chiray part.
It's C-H-A-R-E-S-T.
E-S-T. Oh, okay. That's nice. All right. And we're going to close off with Tour de France. Welcome. So that was Tour de France. It was actually a remix by Kraftwerk, I believe. Pretty interesting song. I would have never found out about that if it wasn't for the Bike Kitchen people who were just on a little bit earlier, like a few minutes ago. And now on to the next student organization, because that's how we roll here at CITR. We keep the show going on the 24 hours of student power. And with me, we got another powerful student, a powerhouse of a student. We got Audrey from the Geography Student Association, but she's also a regular here at CITR. How's it going, Audrey?
I'm doing great. I just finished one of my big term papers for one of my geography classes. So,
yo, high five, because I also finished. Woo! I also finished a paper today, and it just feels great, doesn't it?
Sure.
If
you know, I'm. It still hasn't hit me yet. You know.
Really? You didn't feel like that weight just.
Maybe this is it, and it's just the good exhaustion that comes after hard work. So yeah. All right. Well, if you guys want to know more about the Geography Student Association, it's just basic stuff. So it's just a student association that it's just a place really for a lot of these geography students, the undergraduate geography students, to come together and interact and get to know each other and build a community within the department, because it's so big. And
yeah,
we also want to create a space where professors, even staff, graduate students, master students, all can, you know, connect with the undergraduate students, and students can just get the most out of their degree, because geography is it's misunderstood, I think, at large by most people. So yeah,
well,
we're there for each other.
So what kind of geography do you specialize in, out of curiosity?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, everyone's different.
Yeah, because it's a big faculty, as you say.
Human geography, physical geography, and then there's also a new program that UBC has. It's an environment sustainability program, and that's kind of like a mix between the two. So I'm studying environment sustainability. I'm taking that program, and what I'm really interested in is urban environments. And so recently I've just been really focusing on or learning more about urban climatology. And I feel like I haven't really learned a lot about all this more environmental processes that are happening in the city, because those two have been so separated in the way that people talk about cities. Very separated from nature. But it's still there, and it's just under all of the under the buildings.
Under the buildings.
Yeah, and it's still being transformed and, changing constantly. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
And how did you, what made you at least want to get involved with the GSA? Can I call it that for sure?
Yeah.
The GSA?
Yes, please do it, because if you do it, then I can do it. I joined it because I felt like there wasn't a space that I felt like I could just talk about geography related topics, but also, I really was looking for a sense of community in this like bigger UBC community. We do see a lot of people that are coming from other departments that are coming in and joining the GSA anyway, because it's more of a social club.
It's just a chill club.
It's just a really, really chill club.
Nice.
And we have beer gardens.
I've heard about that.
Yeah. And like we have all sorts of movie film trips out to the film festivals that are happening. And we just want to build that sense of community for some people who are looking for it, just like CITR does here, right?
Absolutely, so. we've just been joined by, speaking of CITR, we've been just joined by our production coordinator, who happens to know Audrey as well as myself here. What's up, John?
This has nothing to do with me, right?
Well, You came here with me. Oh, it's okay. I also have the coughing problem right now.
Oh, me too.
Man, it's just that time of year.
Oh, man.
It's, I apologize, Arhita. I was supposed to be on with you, but I was making my way up along this great western coast from Big Sur to the Pacific. Great Bear Rainforest and, you know, staying at all the best western hotels and seeing all the people and the cultures. And I thought to myself, the GSA are the kinds of people mapping this territory out,
yes.
Cultural sense, you know, in an agricultural sense, because obviously I was eating a lot of food.
Food
was not always, although, you know, going down to California, the great bread basket. Wait, that's not right. But a lot of farming goes on there because of the...
I always think of soils oranges.
And the irrigation.
I think of oranges, if anything.
Well, all the fruit does come from, and all the vegetables do come from California. Yeah. You'll never have a fresher salad than
the
you
avocados.
Will there. Oh. Avocados. Yeah. Nature's fruit. Oh, someone is calling in to correct me about all the ridiculous things I've been saying. I'm sorry. So, yeah.
Cool.
The GSA is fantastic.
Yeah.
We should keep in mind, Jonathan's actually not part of geography or the GSA.
I'm sorry. I'm
so his opinions are...
He doesn't represent any of us here. GSA.
But he might as well be a spokesman.
Nah, you kind of got some of those points right. I mean, yeah. But I really did want to come here and talk about something that I think is, like, at least it's important within the geography community.
What's that?
Which is that we really are having, I don't know if the public really appreciates the use of just mapping as much as, well, obviously we do. because there's a lot of applications for it in, I don't know, just like in anything really. For example, if you wanted to map out all the listeners listening in right now, we could do that.
Whoa. Right. Whoa.
Well, if we had the information, if we had the data there. But
Do you find the GSA doing that a lot, like helping educate people more about the intricacies of the discipline?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think that a lot of that's happening on more of like a person-to-person interaction.
Yeah, of course.
And also, if you're interested in just knowing what was going on in the geography department, obviously, you know, you would learn a lot about what's going on. But I think that it's more of a individual initiative to figure that, like, to learn about it and to appreciate it. I don't know. I feel like geography has always been kind of conceptualized or at least taught in schools as just learning about countries and just learning about their location on the Earth, but and just memorizing.
Mm-hmm. But even location is so important.
Locations, but there's also a lot more to it than just that. It's also the people.
Yeah, human geography. Does that incorporates like elements of sociology in a way, doesn't it? Because it's also about the cultures, right?
Yeah.
Or is it? Yeah, like how,
it's definitely a multidisciplinary kind of field, and a lot of people have actually. I mean, I've heard from a lot of different people who have graduated with geography degrees who are working in transportation planning. I mean, they started out learning about biology or even just very, like, chemistry or something.
Yeah.
And from that, they learn a lot about how, you know, how the body works and how... And then from that, they can somehow... take a lot of those ideas and relate it to the way that the city is connected. And
it's great that there is this, you know, there is such a need for a mixture of quantitative and qualitative thinking. And it's great that there's this social club on campus. Well, not just a social club, but serves as a social club that serves to bring people together from those two camps and not just one or the other.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cause like a lot of social clubs on campus just reinforce the sort of, you know, groups you already find yourself naturally filtered into just as a process of being a student. And that can be unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah, we're always open. Yeah, to, like, just... Yeah, we're just really open to, like, everyone, really. People who have started off in, I don't know, like, political sciences or in sociology or even engineering and or forestry are sitting right next to us in class. And we're always encouraging them to join the GSA because, hey, if you're taking a geography course, it's just get to know what other people are studying and get inspired by that because it might be related to what you're studying in your field. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. you guys also plan field trips, right? Like events for outside the campus.
Yeah, we do that. We go out to those film festivals that are happening, the International Film Festival. We're always looking for anything that's related to, well, geography, obviously, but then also because we've started up this environmental sustainability program, we're looking for topics that are related to it, so waste management or also just conservation, water conservation, and I don't know, there's all sorts of topics that are being talked about, yeah, and how we can just change our lives or reorganize them so that we can, I don't know, suit them so that they're more life-sustaining as opposed to just destructive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. we also got cool swag. yeah. I don't know. And we also... what other events? We also have a WCAG, which is a conference that happens every year that's organized by the Canadian Association of Geography, and that's where it's kind of like a symposium where people present their research that they've been doing, and that's taking place in February, I believe.
Cool.
And so anyone's invited to that.
Do undergraduates...
I was just about to ask.
Yeah, get a lot of exposure at...
Yeah, that's actually, you know, where a lot of undergraduates can present a lot of their research that they're doing. I know that some people in the GSA exec are actually going to be presenting this, or at least are interested in it. Mm-hmm. Maybe next year or something. Yeah. We also have a publication called Trail 6, and that started in 2007, and we're still doing this every year. And so we're opening we're calling for submissions right now. So if any of you guys... out there or interested in getting yourself published in any way, yeah, this is a good opportunity to do that.
Is the name Trail 6 in reference to Wreck Beach Trails, or
Trail 6 does sound to Wreck Beach, exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah, some UBC references right there.
Is there a special kind of trail mix that GSA students enjoy? Or?
That's a great idea,
Trail
John.
6, trail
I'm
mix.
I'm going to really push that forward in the next meeting.
Hey, it would improve the marketing, man. We got our own.
We're really trying hard right now to boost our GSA mascot branding. Just trying to rebrand ourselves right now. Because,
Can I present my idea for a GSA? Oh my gosh, this is a very complicated
draft. This is what I wanted to kind of bring up was that...
Okay, I'll put aside
right now, John is looking at my computer screen, and on it
I'm just sneaking a peek to the side. I was going to make a snarky comment, not at the expense of the GSA, but because we all could use a good laugh on this Monday afternoon. But we should actually talk about this graph, because it's...
Oh my God. Well, yeah, so on this, it's more of like a visual, I wouldn't say it's a graph, but it's just a map.
It's a visual map.
It's like a mind map of kind of like, of any of the fields that are related to geography or within geography, and it's very complicated and convoluted, but...
It's somewhat like a family tree, except there's no linearity necessarily. It just kind of... It's different colors of line.
It's horizontal, vertical, and it goes right through everything. It's just kind of like what you would see in like an MTR map or something.
So at the top, you've got a red line that forms maybe a reverse C, and it goes from sociology, political geography, economic geography, to behavioral when it charts down on the y-axis.
Nice.
And there it intersects the behavioral
intention for that, but
intersects with the urban cartography ecology, and those so that's how you have the sociological wing of geography intersecting with the social wing of geography.
Yeah.
Is behavioral geography. And you can it's really kind of a great way to examine your various interests in the field.
Exactly.
And how you can enact those things.
And that's why I was telling Rahit that, you know, everyone in geography is studying something different, because this is what, I mean, everyone kind of falls somewhere along this visual here and this, where, I mean, I'm particularly studying, I'm looking at cartography and as well as urban. So here we got and also behavioral. Oh my gosh, it's just really convoluted. Yeah.
GIS. May I ask what that stands for? Because I can't imagine GIS. It stands for Google Image Search.
No, it's
although that must be very important. The needs of geographers.
I think it's geographic information systems.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I know a bunch of people do it.
Yeah.
So why is GIS so useful, though? It seems to be something that I've heard is in demand these days. What's your thoughts on that, Audrey?
Well, yeah, I think it's definitely gotten more attention from people because it's super useful in urban planning.
Mm-hmm.
It's also super useful for just looking, if you're interested in looking for a suitable place in the city to build a garden or something.
Yeah.
We have to look at several different criteria, obviously, like soil quality, the amount of water that rainfall that is usually fallen there, and then also you have to look at whether it's close to the sewage system or infrastructure, urban infrastructure or development projects that are happening there, and then from that you can put all those all that criteria together, and then from that you can find whether or not the plot that you're looking at is suitable for a garden or not. Yeah. Or at least, your chances of it being pretty good that it's a suitable garden, because obviously if you there are a lot of ways you can manipulate land. But yeah, it's just useful in really just seeing a lot of these factors that are happening all at once in a more clear and visual way. So, yeah.
Yeah, big part of reclaiming urban space. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something more useful and sustainable.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely good for planning something that maybe, other people don't think that would be a good idea or something. And then it's really good for you to have that to present to people and really persuade them, hey, we've done our research and this is what we think, we can see happening, and people actually, once they've seen it, I think believe a little bit better, or more persuaded by those ideas.
Cool.
Yeah, just thinking.
No worries. I was gonna say.
Oh, there's another thing actually I wanted to bring up.
Sure.
Well, we recently got we have a geography newsletter thing that the Canadian Association of Geography puts out, and they really wanted us to just spread the word on this upcoming bill reinstating mandatory long form census. That's happening in Parliament in February. And they really want to encourage people to sign petitions that are calling for, just supporting that we reinstate the mandatory long-form census. This is really important for understanding population statistics, and really understanding.
Because without actual data on who you're serving or representing, it's impossible to institute policies.
Yeah. Is the National Household Survey, just for those who may not know what I'm talking about, but and currently the short form is just too poor of a quality, and it just has been an issue for a lot of people who are statisticians that have been trying to understand, just look at these patterns and understanding population demographics and such. Yeah. Yeah. I think that was one of the main things I wanted to bring up.
Fair enough. No, it's an important thing. I could totally understand that.
Definitely with, if I may, like, kind of like, because from a geographer's point of view, there definitely needs to be an examination of the various elements, you know, of the differences in any environment, people, or, you know, land-wise. Mm-hmm. And something like this is, or the reason the census was redacted, was to institute policies that would just be totalizing and one size fits all. And it's an interesting clash, I'd say, for sure. And it's great to see that the GSA is getting that message out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, that's also why we're here. The GSA exists. Also to reach out to the broader audience. That's why I'm here. So, yeah. We don't want to look like we're just a, you know, very reclusive and isolated community, because we're, you know, studying about the world. We might as well go out and actually interact.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure.
In that case, I suggest you should find a way to start vandalizing the CBC signs and get your message out that way.
Polluting our highway.
Yeah. Well, we probably have to map out which ones would get the most attention from people. So, there you go. There's a use.
Good use of stats right there.
Yeah.
Are you particularly stats savvy, you find, Audrey, as a result of your geography studies?
Yeah, I mean, I personally am really interested in statistics, but I don't know. Luckily for me, I am. I don't think a lot of people are, but...
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is also required for us to take statistics and geography.
I would hope so. Yeah. Especially if you guys are doing, like, demography and all that kind of jazz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about we play a song? I was gonna say.
Hold on, yeah. Can I make that snarky comment?
You've been saving it up for a while.
How could you?
We were talking.
Have held back.
Okay. It's not actually that funny, but okay. I'm still gonna say it.
You have the freedom.
We're talking about, of course, putting a new face on the GSA, and mm-hmm. I think the GSA needs a mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got a few ideas. Now the first one was too creepy. His name was Mappy, the Map Man, and he would. He knew where everything was, and that's creepy. That's disturbing. So we got to throw that right at
when
the
window. When you say everything, you mean everything.
He knows where everything is.
Okay, yeah.
And that's disturbing. So
and
we
Mappy
can't have
is
that.
Not exactly a...
like this,
Mappy the Map Man is actually pretty clever, I think.
I think that's like a serial killer, like, I'm pretty sure.
Which is why we had to... It's over.
Fair enough,
it's over. It's done. I threw it out.
All right, what's the second
But
idea?
Don't throw this guy out, because his name is Connor the Compost Heap, and he's going to teach the kids about sustainable practices, and he's also going to, like, parts of him will just be sloughing off his body, and you give him a hug, and it's like that stain won't come out of your shirt at all, so you'll always remember
the kids
are going
to love that.
A couple of flies kind of
passing.
Kids don't mind getting dirty.
We can have some of the smaller GSA interns playing flies. It's a great idea, I think.
Oh yeah,
I'll
pass that one along as well, on top of the trail mix, trail six.
I still
mix.
Think trail six trail mix is a pretty good idea. I'll give that one to John. Like,
no, I think, yeah,
you could also release like a mixtape and attach it to the music for listening to while you're on trail, eating trail,
Mix on trail six. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. You are just full of ideas. Wow. Thank you. That actually, you know, there are a lot of musicians in the geography department that...
Really?
I don't know if you know Wallace.
That name sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Yeah, he does just a folk? Yeah.
I can see the geography people being folksy artists, like, just live, you know, touring the land, singing the songs of the... of the land. Songs of the land. Stories
of
the land.
The wild creatures.
Speaking of which, so you're talking about music. What would be a good GSA song? Like, because we said folk. So we could go with that tangent if you like.
You know, like
you know, electronic music.
Or electronic.